updates on the homeless shelter in Norman and that city's attitude toward Turnpike expansion, Oklahoma's opposition to a new immigration policy, and OU gets a grant to address disparities in cancer outcomes in the indigenous community. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Logan Layden. OU is receiving more than $17 million from the National Institutes of Health to work with tribal nations to address disparities in cancer outcomes. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports it will focus on prevention, screening, and care coordination.
American Indian and Alaska Native populations in Oklahoma experience a significantly higher incidence of cancer and cancer deaths than the general U.S. population. The OU Native American Center for Cancer Health Equity is leading the charge to address this disparity. Dr. Mark Dosher, the Associate Director for Community Outreach and Engagement at the Stevenson Cancer Center, says the grant will increase lung cancer screening, improve communication between the cancer center and patients' primary care providers, and assess levels of arsenic and uranium in Native communities' drinking water.
These are very tangible projects that have real benefits.
The National Cancer Institute designated Cancer Center is one of two that received the grant. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Norman City staff are in talks with a potential operator of the city's downtown emergency shelter. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
At their last meeting, the Norman City Council was prepared to cancel its contract with Food and Shelter, the current operator of emergency shelter, a friend's house. However, they postponed that vote in anticipation of a proposal from a new operator. During a special meeting on Tuesday evening, city staff told the council the potential new operator, which they did not name, has greenlit the contract negotiation process with the city. To prevent any lapse in shelter operation, city staff recommended the council further postpone their vote to cancel the contract with Food and Shelter until November 26th, when they estimate the contract with a new operator would be ready to be finalized. I'm Hannah France.
And the Norman City Council also postponed a vote on a cooperation resolution with the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority indefinitely on Tuesday. Officials plan to hold a study session to allow concerned residents to ask questions directly to OTA representatives. The council had previously rejected a similar resolution in August. Several residents have been vocal in their opposition to OTA's Turnpike expansion plans, citing environmental concerns and property rights. The OTA has defended its project, stating that it follows legal and environmental regulations. And Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond says he's against a new federal immigration process meant to keep families of mixed statuses together. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports on a recent filing in a Texas court against the policy.
The Keeping Families Together process is explained by the Department of Homeland Security as a way to allow the spouses of U.S. citizens who are in the country without permission to apply for a temporary legal status while they're processed for permanent residence. Also qualified for what is sometimes called the parole-in-place process are the stepchildren of U.S. citizens who are in the country without permission. Texas and 15 other states say DHS officials have created an alternate route to citizenship with the new process, undermining Congress and burdening states. Attorney General Gettner Drummond agrees. He says adding the program incentivizes illegal immigration, increases crime in local communities, and costs states tax dollars. But qualifications for the program are narrow. It disqualifies criminals and applies only to people who are married to U.S. citizens, of whom there are about 765,000 without legal immigration status, according to DHS. Most of them have lived here for around 20 years. I'm Lionel Ramos.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
The candidates for November are set.
Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.